perception about Muslim women in Australia and financial literacy for Muslim women, some of the questions we posed in this episode. But focus will remain on the opportunity of connectivity that brought by Ramadan and Eid. Ramadan provides an opportunity to revisit my behaviors and the way I see and treat others. This is the reflection of Shanira Akram, who has become a celebrity since she married former Pakistani cricketing legend Wasim Akram. Let's talk to her about the Ramadan and Eid.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, and Ramzan Mubarak to all listening and who are observing this holy month. Yeah, I wish everyone safety and love and to be with their families and good food, laughs, and yes, enjoying Ramadan this year.
Shanira, you are a converted Muslim. Being a converted Muslim woman, how Ramadan helps in embracing Australian and religious identity together for you?
I think when I'm in Australia during Ramadan, I definitely reach out to a lot of my friends and communities, Pakistani community that are here. And obviously before Ramadan, we celebrate a lot of charity events, which is really, really great. I know a lot of people usually give zakat just before Ramadan. So it's great to connect with the community a month or so before. During Ramadan, it's lovely with a lot of iftar invites. And I also like to bring my family along to a lot of those and teach them about what it's like during Ramadan.
I know you are very connected to our community and you are working in Pakistan. Do you feel is Ramadan playing any role in bridging Muslims and non-Muslims Australians?
I definitely have seen how much the Pakistani community does reach out to non-Muslims, especially for iftari and for Ramadan and even Eid. They like to invite their neighbours, their office workers, their boss, their friends that they have met, the non-Muslim friends, and they like to bring them in and show them what this celebration is all about. I think that's really special. I think we should do that. On Eid, definitely invite your non-Muslim friends. And I think that teaches people that would not necessarily know what Ramadan and Eid is about. It teaches them, and they will embrace it. They will love it because there's not that many people out there that that don't want to know about different cultures. That's what we are. Australia is so embracing and so multicultural, and it's just about you reaching out. I definitely have. In the last 2 years I have lived in Australia, back in Australia. I haven't been here for about 11 to 12 years. And what I've seen is people are still some people are still uneducated about what other religions are actually about. And this is not necessarily it's not necessarily a bad thing. I just believe that Australian government and Australian state schools and private schools should come together and teach about all religions from grassroots levels. I think if our children start to learn about, you know, Eid, Ramadan, Holi, Christian festivals, Jewish festivals, I think it would be a really, and also parts of the religion, I think it would be really great because all of the children will start to grow up and have so much more education about why, say, a woman wears a hijab, why a woman could wear a burqa, what we do, why do we fast for a month of Ramadan, why do people throw colour on them during Holi, why are we celebrating lights, things like that. I think we do a lot with like Chinese New Year and we do things like that, but I don't think that we go so much into the religion, and I really think we should do. I think fear comes from what you don't know, and I think if we educate, it will do wonders. I think a lot of Muslim women that come from Pakistan and other parts of the world and live in Australia with their husbands and their families, I can understand why a lot of their fathers and husbands don't want them to work and want them to stay at home. I have the understanding that this is a quite a big problem here in Melbourne as such, because I can understand why husbands and fathers are very scared for their women to go out and mix in culture, but they shouldn't be. I think where women will can go to educational institutions, school, universities, be in the workforce, it will make of a happier family. I feel like women will be able to integrate a lot better. Rather than just staying at home, they can be with their own communities and they can also mix in with the Australian culture and a lot of different cultures in Australia. And I think that's progression. And I think that's a wonderful thing. It cannot hurt.
Okay, coming back to the Ramadan and Eid, what sort of preparation do you make and what type of shopping do you need to do and what food do you need to prepare in advance or during the Ramadan or Eid?
It's all desi food. There's nothing better than breaking fast with desi food, but also I think around this time that comfort food is great. So we're cooking all the time, and it's I'm just the same as a normal Pakistani household, I suppose. There's dals and chanas, and there's also meat dishes. I think the niharis go well because they last a few days. My family's not very huge, so but I do have boys, and they eat a lot of meat, so it's a lot of meat dishes. Eid is something else as well. I always invite my Australian family and friends on the first day to come and try the food and see what Eid is about. And especially my daughter, she goes up to her Australian grandparents and holds out her hand. And they're like, what? She's like, Eidi. And they're like,
oh yeah, Eidi and Subanya.
she thinks she gets Eidi from everyone in Australia, not just Pakistanis. So yeah. She's very, very, she's very switched on to what Eidi is. She has been since she, as all kids are.
Yeah, we were talking about some very traditional things of the Pakistani Eid. Is Eidi something very important for the kids? Because that kids start learning how to manage their finance. The elders used to give the Eidi to the children. Think about the budgeting it.
They absolutely do. And it's wonderful. So my daughter actually starts to teach her friends. And in her grade, there's I think she's the only Muslim child, but a lot of them follow Christian Catholicism. She tells them, they say, what is Eid? And she says, it's like Christmas, but goes for 3 days. Because you get money for 3 days, especially if you're the youngest, you can just go and you get all the little change. And I'm like, Isla, it's a bit different from that. But she likes to tell the good positive parts, which she thinks being the little one in the family. Well, we do dress up, so we like to wear, our shalwar kameez and, whatever we have from Pakistan or gifts that we've been sent over. So we do dress in Desi dress, but I would love to go more, I suppose, to be embraced by more Pakistani dinners, overeat and go visit friends where we could dress up a bit more. I'm not sure that, because my family's quite small and we've had always living in Karachi, my mother-in-law is in Lahore and my brother-in-laws are in Canada and sister-in-law's in Canada. And so we didn't have much family coming over. So we did used to get dressed up, but then we'd have nowhere to go. So we need to step out a bit more and embrace, our invitations that we get. But one thing, I suppose, over Ramzan, which I do, which is something I have embraced since the first Ramzan, is I do a lot of charity over the month. And I think that was one thing that inspired me to become Muslim was the charity that actually happens during the month and the amount of people just open their homes, they give food and things that other people need. And I think it's just wonderful. So I try to do as much good as I can right through that month.
What about the Sivanya or vermicelli pudding? Did you heard about that one? This is one of the very traditional dish in Indian subcontinent.
Absolutely.
And no Eid can be completed without it.
That's absolutely right. It does make an appearance in our house. But also, people are going to probably not like this too much, but my husband is diabetic. He's type 1 diabetic. So when you have a diabetic person, a husband or person in your family, you are diabetic as well. The whole family is diabetic. I don't think it's fair that one person should go through it. Your family should go through it the same. So I try to have minimal desserts, as minimal as I can in the house, because I don't want, too much sugar. But my absolute favorite is halva.
Sivanya. Halva. Gajar ka halwa, the carrot halwa.
My amazing person who used to work at our house, he was a bus. He used to be the nanny of my boys, and he's just been with us, part of the family. He left to go back to his family after about 5 years ago, and he used to make Eid. He was just the best, and he used to make the best gajar ka halwa. Oh, I would eat the whole thing. So I'm glad that he's not making it anymore, because that is my go-to.
I again wish you happy Ramadan, and in advance the happy Eid. Wouldn't be able to catch up before that.
Thank you so much, and to everyone, this is an incredible month. Go out there, be the best person you can be. Give, spread love, then just reach out to some Aussies that you know that don't actually follow in their religion, in their culture, and bring them in. They would absolutely love to learn about what Ramadan is all about and what Eid is all about. Trust me, you. I love Fez.
You are listening to the final episode of SBS Urdu's podcast series Friendship and Faith. The series is produced and presented by me, Rehan Alvi, and it was the part of the SBS celebration of Ramadan and Eid in multi-faith, multicultural Australia. To listen to the podcast series, visit SBS Urdu or download SBS Audio mobile app.